Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the third Wednesday in Lent in the church calendar, marking time with God's story. My name is Ben, and I'm so glad that you're here, that you've set aside this time as holy. If you have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. Thank you for sharing about the podcast, whether a rating, a review, or on social media, or just with your friends.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood, a mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. His craft and power are great, and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. Did we in our own strength confide, our striving would be losing. Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Dost ask who that may be? Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabaoth His name, from age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, for God hath willed His truth to triumph through us. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for Him. His rage we can endure, for lo, His doom is sure. One little word shall fail Him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours, through Him who with us sided. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever. His kingdom is forever.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways, to the glory of Your name. Amen.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. Our helper, He amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing.
Thank you, Lord. You are a mighty fortress. We run to you and are saved. We are protected. We are shored up. We belong to you. Amen and amen. Psalm 119, 97 through 120. Your commandment has made me wiser than my enemies, and it is always with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your decrees are my study. I am wiser than the elders because I observe your commandments. I restrain my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I do not shrink from your judgments because you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. They are sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your commandments I gain understanding. Therefore I hate every lying way. Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light upon my path. I have sworn and am determined to keep your righteous judgments. I am deeply troubled. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing tribute of my lips and teach me your judgments. My life is always in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have set a trap for me, but I have not strayed from your commandments. Your decrees are my inheritance forever. Truly, they are the joy of my heart. I have applied my heart to fulfill your statutes forever and to the end. I hate those who have a divided heart, but your law do I love. You are my refuge and my shield. My hope is in your word. Away from me, you wicked. I will keep the commandments of my God. Sustain me according to your promise that I may live, and let me not be disappointed in my hope. Hold me up, and I shall be safe, and my delight shall be ever in your statutes. You spurn all who stray from your statutes. Their deceitfulness is in vain. In your sight, all the wicked of the earth are but dross. Therefore, I love your decrees. My flesh trembles with dread of you. I am afraid of your judgments.
You yourself have taught me the very words from your mouth, Lord, have taught me, oh, sweeter to the taste than honey. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Our scripture lesson is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, 13 through 29. The disciples cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some were saying, "John the Baptizer has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him." But others said, "It is Elijah," and others said, "It is a prophet, like one of the prophets of old." But when Herod heard of it, he said, "John, whom I beheaded, has been raised." For Herod himself had sent men who arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because Herod had married her. For John had been telling Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to kill him. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man. and he protected him. And when he heard him, he was greatly perplexed. And yet he liked to listen to him. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers and officers and for the leaders of Galilee. And when his daughter, Herodias, came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, "Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it." And he solemnly swore to her, "Whatever you ask me, I will give you, even half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What should I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptizer." Immediately she rushed back to the king and requested, "I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was deeply grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for his guests, he did not want to refuse her. Immediately the king sent a soldier of the guard with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in the prison, brought his head on a platter, and gave it to the girl. Then the girl gave it to her mother, and when his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this third Wednesday in Lent in the church calendar. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let's take a few moments of guided prayer. I'll give prompts, continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. What an honor and a privilege to come before the Father. Invited, welcomed. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Lay them all before Him today. Mighty fortress is our God. A
mighty fortress is our God.
Our families now, whatever that means in your life today, extended family, immediate family, lift them up. They need you today. Our God. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today. Fortress is our God. Our enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Lift them up now. Pray blessing upon them. A mighty fortress. Our God, a bulwark, never failing. Amen. And by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark, never failing. Walk in that knowledge, in that power, in that revelation today. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. Benmoremusic.com/donate. We need you and we thank you.